May we be reminded here of our highest aspirations and inspired to bring our gifts of love and service to the altar of humanity. May we know once again that we are not isolated beings, but connected in mystery and miracle to the universe, to this community, and to each other. With these words, I'm happy to welcome you to our service this morning. It's good for us all to be here together this gorgeous morning. I love the morning after the snowstorm. Our minister, Steve Eddington, is on sabbatical for the month of January. I'm Burns Fisher, chair of the sabbatical committee. While Steve is away this month, the Reverend Marcel Duhamel of the Concord UU Church has agreed to be our minister of the month to cover any pastoral emergencies that may arise. If you have a pastoral need, please call the Nashua Church office and Barb can coordinate a response. We're also pleased to have Reverend Duhamel here with us this morning as our featured speaker. You'll hear more from him and about him a little bit later. If you're visiting today, either for the first time or you're coming back after a previous visit, we extend a special welcome to you. After the service, I hope you'll join us for a coffee and conversation in our dining room and come back to see us as often as you can. If you'd like to know more about our church or about Unitarian Universalism in general, please feel free to stop by our newcomers table. It's just to the right as you go through the dining room doors, and the dining room is off here to your left and around the corner. We also have greeters with yellow badges at the back of the sanctuary who would be pleased to greet you, to walk with you into the coffee hour, answer any questions you could have, and provide you with literature if you'd like that. If you're visiting for the first time and would like us to know that, please raise your hand so we can see who you are. Welcome, thank you. John Sanders will light our chalices for you.
All this talk of saving souls. Souls weren't made to save like Sunday cloths that give out at the seams. They're made for wear. They come with lifetime guarantees. Don't save your soul. Pour it out like rain on cracked, parched earth. Give your soul away or pass it like a candle flame. Sing it out or laugh it up the wind. Souls were made for hearing breaking hearts, for puzzling dreams, remembering August flowers, forgetting hurts. These men who talk of saving souls, they have a look of bullies who blow out candles before you sing happy birthday and want the world to be in alphabetical order. I will spend my soul playing it out like sticky string into the world so I can catch every last thing I touch.